Yes, that's right, RDU 98.5. And it is, in fact, good for you. I hesitated there a bit, didn't I? Hey, welcome back to the Burnt Breakfast Show. It is 8:34 a.m. right now, and I'm delighted to have my first guest of the morning. Now, they made a bit of noise a couple of weeks ago when they released their track Wasted. Well, now here comes the whole debut album from the band Guilt Grip, a Tamaki-based four-piece, I believe. I'm very lucky to have band member Ciara on the line with me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you. Yeah. I imagine it's a bit warmer up here than down your way, so I'm not going to complain that it's a little... a little chilly this morning.
Yeah, you get the humidity. It's quite convenient.
Well, depends what day. Yeah. It's a mixed blessing.
That's so true. Hey, now, how are you feeling this morning? I mean, it's a big, exciting day for you.
Yeah, I'm stoked. This album has been quite a long time in the coming now, and it's really exciting that it's finally out and available for everyone to listen to, should they so desire. Yeah, it's been a really, really long project at this point, and kind of a new approach, because Guilt Grip are a relatively new band. You know, we've only played a handful of shows, and we decided to kind of come out the gate, kind of all guns blazing, if you would, with the album and things. So now we're kind of smashing a bunch of shows. And just, it's an exciting time to be part of Guilt Grip.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, I'm really glad you mentioned that, because I did want to sort of say, you are relatively new on the scene, and you're really starting to make a name for yourselves now. Can you tell us a little bit about this debut album?
Yeah, absolutely. So this kind of came out... Guilt Grip came about because I was studying at SAE in Auckland at the time, and so was Martin, who is vocals and guitar. And Martin and his wife, Nicola, are both in the amazing band Repairs, who I'm sure RDU are familiar with. And through SAE, we started collaborating, and we worked really well together, and we really have a lot of similar music tastes. And eventually, you know, we became co-partners running a little DIY venue and practice room up here. And we kind of, well, Martin really pulled this band together. So it's myself on drums, Martin on guitar, Nicola on bass, and Will on guitar, and everyone kind of doing vocals. Will is a friend of Martin and Nicola's who is from here originally, but has been living in London and Berlin for the past 10 odd years. So he came back and Martin roped him in, and it's just great. It's a really fun band. This album we recorded and engineered ourselves, primarily Martin. He's an amazing engineer, and you would have heard a bunch of the stuff he's been working on across the radio networks. But yeah, all recorded in our little DIY spot as we were being evicted from it because the building was due for demolition.
Oh, okay. That was not where I thought that was
going.
It's
a bit of a curveball, yeah.
So if we listen really...
the building was being pulled down.
If we listen really closely in the album, is there anyone telling you to get out of the building? Is there any knocking on doors? Please get out now.
There wasn't any knocking on doors, but you were legitimately here, you know, like... if you listen really closely, to be fair, I think they're mostly masked at this point, but you can hear, you know, diggers and trucks going up and down the driveway and contractors. And it was really like the building was starting to come down around us and we're packing all our stuff. And it was wild. Like as this album was being built, the building was being pulled down around us.
I admire that commitment so much. Now, the whole making of this must have been so... interesting in terms of like I can imagine you probably learned a lot about yourselves and how you work together as a band probably through making this album.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think particularly in that regard, the songwriting process of this album was really unique. Well, certainly in my experience, because we kind of had a few songs pre-written that we'd written as a band, but we knew we wanted to do a full-length album. And so we'd kind of get into the studio each morning, and Martin would be like, "Hey, you know, like, can you? I came up with this guitar riff. I'm gonna jam it for a while, and can you just drum along?" And we'd drum along for 5 to 10 minutes. He'd be like, "Yeah, sweet, okay." And here's another riff, and we'd just kind of play little riffs one at a time. He'd take them home and kind of piece them together. He and Nicola would piece them together into songs, and then he, you know, they'd bring them back to the band, and we'd talk about them and listen over them, and then we re-recorded them as full songs.
Oh,
So that was
wow.
a really
Okay.
fun process in terms of like it was a, I've never done songwriting in that regard, and I certainly have never been challenged to drum in that way before. So I found it really exciting and challenging in a really positive way.
I've never kind of really heard of that sort of technique being done. That's super interesting. It's like Lego building in an odd way.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Very, very noisy Lego building.
So we of course playlisted Wasted that you released as a single. Why that song? Were you, I mean, iron about it, or did it kind of really just stick out to you as the single?
Wasted was one of the first songs that we wrote, and was one that we did write as a band, kind of in the practice room environment. And it was kind of obvious to a certain extent that that one was going to make a good single. On the album, it's the second to last track, and it builds up to this like reverie that kind of comes out in Wasted before kind of plummeting back into old circles, which is quite a haunting song. And so Wasted was always kind of, and you know, with those gang vocals and all four of us just screaming, it felt like a strong, we're girl group and we're here.
I totally agree. And I gotta say, I mean, all the songs, regardless of what was chosen as single, they're all great songs.
Thank you.
Now I've got to ask you something quite out the box, not really actually related to the album.
Bring it on.
But I was stalking your Instagram last night, and you guys, this is going to sound really weird, but you had that one photo in front of like a table that's like a, or a bar leaner thing that's a set of teeth. That is fantastic. Where the hell is that? I want it so
You
badly.
know what? I'm thrilled you brought this up because I had a very similar response.
Yeah,
So
it's
it just
so good.
About a month ago, we played. It was the birthday of James, who's the drummer of Repairs, and we played up at their house, which is up north in Kaiwaka. And they have those set of teeth,
Oh,
and it's like this
stop.
little bar. But wait, it gets better. And I was like, "Holy shit, this is amazing!" And it's from the set of What Now?
No, is it?
Yeah, I was like,
Oh, my
"Get out, like."
God.
Colonel, no, Lloyd, where are you? Sam, get out of here,
Oh,
please. Where's the slime? I'm so ready.
my God. See, I don't remember a set of teeth, but looking at it, I can totally believe they were on What Now?
They are up to like, are they still going? If so, I think they're up to like season 73. So
I
it'd be a long, you'd have to go back quite a few series to find the teeth. But they're there.
Oh no,
And now they're in Taiwan.
do I have news for you on What Now? Now, this will shock you. This throws me every time I think about it. But YouTube has moved no, What Now has moved to YouTube this year.
What?
It's not even on TV.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know, mind blowing.
Truly. I'm gonna have to do some deep diving on this. That times have changed.
I know. I was shocked.
I should have sat down for that one. I wasn't ready for that.
I'm sorry to deliver such horrible news to you this morning like
Yeah, I mean, wow, I'm speechless.
that. Hey, now I've got to ask, album out now, tour, shows, What's the deal? Is it under wraps?
No. It's all over wraps.
Yes, great.
Playing this Friday in Palmerston North at the Stomach and to Papaioia. And for anyone who hasn't been to the Stomach, it's one of the best venues in New Zealand.
Oh, it's iconic.
Iconic, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, true. It probably doesn't even need an intro. The Stomach on Friday, and then we're playing an all-ages show in Hamilton at a little spot called Mesoverse on Saturday. And then we are playing the Repairs album release at 6:05 in April. So that'll be really exciting as well. We don't have any South Island shows booked, but
I think your music would be very well received down this neck of the woods, I think. Where can people listen to the album, by the way?
As of today, all the normal spots. It's live on Spotify, on Bandcamp, on Apple Music, maybe LimeWire if you find the Bebo pages.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, go for a dig. Tell us what you find.
And I've of course already mentioned your Instagram, but if people do want to kind of see what you're up to and keep tabs on you, is there anywhere else they can kind of keep updated?
Instagram's definitely the one that we're the most active on. It's just _ Guilt Grip. Honestly, I don't even know. I'm not the social media one in the band. I'm just social media.
That's all right.
Thanks, Nicola. Appreciate you. _ Guilt Grip, Instagram, that's us.
Well, Ciara, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning, and you should be so stoked with this new album. It's fantastic. What a way for you guys to start. You and the rest of the band should be so, so proud. So thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.
And to our audience out there right now, we're going to play Wasted, their single we chucked on the playlist a couple of weeks ago. It is, of course, on the album. Go check out the rest of their album. It's really, really good.